Good morning. I'm sorry. Brock said we should be good for now. So would you join me in prayer? Father, we come before you today to worship you, to praise you, to thank you, Lord, and to hear from your word. We have gathered, Lord, here because we love you, and we just want more, Lord, just more of you. So open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us. Guide us, strengthen us, be with us. And Lord, we do thank you for your provision and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. In front of you, in the chair in front of you, you'll find little white cards, and there should be pencils there. If you have a prayer request, please fill that out and get ready to pass it to the middle, and we will collect these here in a few minutes. But if you have a prayer request, fill that out, and then we will take and place it up here. Then someone will come up, or you can come up, get one of the cards, and take it home to pray over it throughout the week. And then, like I said, they'll also be put online so we can have those prayer requests. Are there any other announcements for writing off the bat? Bonnie, I have a couple later. So. Praise team.
Okay. Welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
If you're able and willing, please stand. We're going to do a new one. It's a good one. This has been on my heart and in my ears quite a lot in the last 6 months. All right. This is Where Justice Rolls Down.
Waters you will find where justice rolls down like a mighty water, and righteousness flows like an ever-flowing stream, and mercy resounds water, and righteousness grows like an ever-flowing stream, and mercy resounds like the waves on the ocean. Let praises rise high on the song of the living.
Excellent. We're going to continue with Glorious Day.
Good morning, church. So Brock said that he made this writing bigger. I think it needs a little bit bigger, please. All right, let's see if I can do this. Okay, so Tuesday, August 13th, that is our next prayer night. Pastor Kenny's leading 6:30 p.m. here at the church. Please, please, please join us. The more time we spend putting our requests before the Lord and listening for his answers, the better. The Buckbinder small group meets this. Nope. Not this week. It's next week. See? I'm just testing to see if, you know, Vern's listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. All right. August 18th. That's the Sunday. That is our next apologetics class. 8:45 back in the junior church room. We are studying chapter 4. Good stuff. The discussion this morning was amazing. We are studying the book, starting to make sense out of the spirituality. Is that
spirituality?
It's right there.
We're going to share.
Oh, man.
Do you know, does she not share at home either? Okay, we're not going to go there. Spirituality. there's four books. All four sets of questions are in here, or four chapters that we've studied. All four sets of questions are in here. You can get caught up. If you want a book and you can't attend a class for whatever reason, we'll make sure you get the questions. So if you're interested, they're sitting up front. The books are $9. Next.
I'm just going to stick around. I have a helper.
Oh, great. He's just going to stick around. All right. Also happening August 18th, Sunday after church, is a church picnic. So please stay and join us, and we'll have some fellowship and fun. The church is providing the hot dogs, brats, and sloppy joes. They are also providing birthday cake and ice cream for dessert. So if you attend, please bring a dish to pass. Drinks are also covered. And you might want to bring a lawn chair unless you want to sit in the lawn. Because, you know, there's not enough seats out there. But please stay. Invite friends, family. Bring a friend and join us. Our next day of hope is, day of hope, Monday, August 19th, 2 p.m. here at the church. Again, come join us. Oh, boy. Oh, we got all of us up here. The week of September 9th, not a fan Bible study. If you are interested in attending this study, please let Tammy know so that we can get books ordered.
I got sign-up sheets for that.
And he has sign-up sheets for that. My lovely assistant up here. And the lovely assistants. Oh. The next ladies' breakfast is September 14th. That's a Saturday. That's at Tammy's house, weather permitting. As we always do, bring a dish to pass and come enjoy fellowship and prayer. September 15th, that is a Sunday. The CPR and first aid class will be after service, asking for anyone who can at least... We need at least two people to play and supervise the children. If you are interested in doing that, please let me know. And we will have a quick and easy lunch before class. Are we asking that anybody in children's ministry please attend?
Please.
All right. In order to be able to handle whatever our children may throw at us, we ask if you are serving in the children's ministry that you would please attend the CPR and first aid class. You want me to put that on there?
Yeah. Experience of God.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
Ha! Huh.
Ha!
In September?
God will be August 25th.
August 25th, there will be an Experiencing God class beginning.
After church.
After church. And then he has a sign-up sheet. Man, can you guys make that writing bigger? Okay.
I try.
So if you are interested, I highly, highly, highly encourage you. If you've taken it before, just be like me. Take it like five or six times. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff. And it's kind of exciting to see how God has changed you and what you've learned and what you still need to learn. All right, I need some lovely assistants to come help me. Do I have any lovely assistants? I see Travis. Travis, are you all by? Ellie, can you come help me? Thank you. All right. We can't forget to check in either. If you would please put your prayer cards in the plates and pass them to the center. There's another one. You can take another poll if you want. Ooh, thump. All right. If you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062 and check yourselves into the attendance group, your children into their classrooms. Thank you, hon. Then we will know that you are here. Thanks, guys. And I think that's it.
We've got some requests here for travels, at least 3 or 4 families. And Lauren, how is your mom? Very restless. Yeah, okay. Does she gather calmness when you go visit? Okay, that's good. Are there any other things that did not get down on a prayer card or any praise or words of testimony? Candy? Oh. Yes. Yes, praise God. That is incredible. What's his name?
Keith.
Keith? Okay. Did I see another hand? Yes.
I just want to thank God for our wonderful Alaskan cruise. With 11 of us, it went very, very smooth. There was a lot of logistics involved, and everybody mostly got along. Delaney passed away.
Wow.
Been in the making, and we all decided we still wanted to do it.
Yeah. Well, I wonderful.
Thank God for the memories that we made.
Yep. Good. Steve.
Little update, though. One of the travelers was Jessica. She's a good visitor and uncle there. She just sent me a text. She's supposed to go home today. Maybe that Uncle Arnie's on his way to ER, and she's watching.
Wow, okay. Thank you.
I apologize for not writing something down. My mother's friend Faye got taken to the hospital on Saturday. Just prayers that her peace for the family and the doctor's wisdom.
They don't know what's wrong with her. Okay. Anything else? I want to praise God for River and Willow accepting Jesus this weekend. Mm-hmm. Both of them are at Grandma's right now, so you can't congratulate them, but I don't know if that's the right word, but that was born from a long season of prayer, and it was very unexpected to me the way it came about. So I just want to read this verse here. When we're in a season of busyness or struggles, or man, just it's just one thing after another, which seems like more of life than smooth sailing. But I read this a couple days ago. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers the valley with blessings. And that really stuck out to me in my quiet time, because when you feel dry, when you feel like you're not doing a great job, God is busy blessing you. That's amazing. That's how good our God is. And so I am definitely praising him this morning. Anything else? Okay, let me get these in front of me here. Let's bow our hearts before the Lord. Father, I give you praise for who you are and how you have made this expansive, beautiful earth, and then how you have made us so fearfully and wonderfully. And I just heard a pastor describe that the word wonderfully in Hebrew means something akin to a woven tapestry. And we are woven together on the inside so intricately and so masterfully and beautifully. You are so good, and you have abundance for us. You have blessings to pour out for us, even when we think we are lost in the shallows and the twists and the turns of a deep, dark valley. You are there, and you're always walking us and guiding us, and you've got your hand on us. Father, I want to thank you for all of these families with the travels. Thank you for bringing the child's family home safely from their cruise. I thank you that they all got to go and be together and with these carefully laid plans from a couple years ago, and that they got to realize that and just enjoy making more memories together. We give you praise for that. We thank you for Brittany having returned from Japan. Tammy and Jeff are driving home today. Faith is flying home today. Gary and Barb have their kids traveling. Mindy and Louise will be traveling to Pennsylvania tomorrow. I don't know if I'm, Jessica will be coming home from up north later today, Lord. So we are busy people. It seems like a beehive that with all of this running to and fro. And your word saw that from the beginning. And it says that you bless our coming and our going both now and always. You are so kind to bless our plans. And you smile down on us favorably. So we just commission angels to come around all of these folks and their vehicles and the roads going before them and behind them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that we can commit these earthly plans into your hands. Father, I praise you that Lace's surgery went well and that she is on the recovery end of things. Father, we give you praise for Candy having her left arm move. And although she hasn't seen that happen again, we will just declare that she will. We thank you for the healing that is happening in her body that goes largely unseen, and yet we trust you that you have good plans for her. And we thank you for her, the friend Keith who had a TIA. Father, I just ask that that schedule at the hospital would open up miraculously and that they can get him in before December. And in the meantime, Lord, we know that we are really to look to you. You are our great physician, and help them to just cast all of their cares on you with an understanding that you care about them and that you have preserved him unto now. And we thank you that it was nothing more than a small stroke. And we do ask, Lord, for a good health report when the time comes. We lift up Uncle Arnie to you, who has been being taken to the ER. That is scary, Lord, because I don't know what's going on there, but of course the family probably prefers him at home and calm, preparing for his last days and his home going. So, Father, I ask that this ER trip would be swift, and whatever he needs help with, that they would be able to help him quickly and that he would be able to go back home. I just have a feeling that's where everyone wants him to be, and I thank you for the help that is being brought to him. Thank you for all the ladies that have sat with Candy. I meant to say, just give you praise for that that testimony in the family of God, continuing to support and reach out to each other. We need each other. I thank you for, even though we are all busy, we can carve out that time and sacrificially give to others. I ask that you would bless those who are doing that for Candy and return it fourfold back to them. Lord, I lift up Evelyn to you, and we just pray your total peace and comfort around her. I know that she belongs to you, and it's so hard to see. I don't know where her mind is, Lord, but when these older folks struggle with keeping their minds intact, then I know that they struggle with peace, with having peace, struggling with anxiety. Just ask for your supernatural calm and the beautiful peace that passes understanding. She doesn't need her mind intact to experience your peace. And I just pray a beautiful peace over her this week, that you've got this, you have her, and you will call her home at just the right time. We thank you for how much you love her. Father, I lift up Martha's friend Robert to you with the cancer. I know that things are serious and they're looking for the right care. I ask that you would supply them a group to come around them and love on them and take care of them, and that they would open their hearts and their doors to people loving on them, and that they would experience the blessing of what the family of God looks like in these hard, hard times when suddenly nothing else matters. Traveling or careers or whatever the case, finances, that that they would just experience your love, maybe for the first time, maybe in new ways. Thank you for Martha's friendship, and I ask that you would anoint her to go be the hands and feet of Jesus to her friends. And Lord, we do ask for a healing touch for Robert. Lift up Lorene's friend, well, and Evelyn's friend, Faye, to you. We don't know what's going on there, but we ask again, Lord, that you would intercede on her behalf, that you would be her great physician and her Prince of Peace. Thank you that you love her, you know her, and you care about her. Father, I thank you that when we go through the Valley of Baca, you do pour out your blessings on us, and at the moments when we feel like we deserve them the least, you are there, and you are loving us, and you are blessing us, and you are calling us to your side. Faithful God, we love you. Help us to walk closer with you this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, church, would you stand with us? We'll continue to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. To fulfill.
stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored, and the Church of Christ was born.
Those who have come to you, and I praise you for Willow and River who came to you. I forgot to mention that in my prayer, but we are full of praise for you this morning. We do need you every hour, and we open up our hearts and our arms to you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated.
I'm going to ask the ushers to come up. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you, Lord, in giving. We trust you, Lord. We have faith, Lord, that you will supply, for you always have and you always will. You are our Savior and our King, and we praise you for these tithes and offerings. Bless them, Lord, to the abundance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been calling the kids up, and right after these gentlemen are done taking up the tithe, we'll ask for the children to come up front. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Proverbs 22:6 tells us, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it." We need to remember our children. They are the church. And we're going to be doing this every week because I really feel that this is what we need to be doing. These are our kids. I mean, some of you may have birthed them or brought them into your homes, but they are our kids. And we need to remember that. That's why we have this opportunity for them to be come up and be prayed over. So I'm going to ask the kids to come up. And you parents that want to can do so as well. I have a granddaughter that's right now have. Kids, I want you to know that God loves you and that He has a plan for you and a purpose for you and that we love you. So would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you for our children. We praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in them and through them. For we know, Lord, that they have a purpose, that they were created for a reason. So Lord, we lift them to you right now and that they would learn and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we do pray. Amen. Kids are dismissed.
All the saints and angels.
This is on. There we go. I am truly blessed. We are blessed. I am counting my three blessings this morning. And all the blessings they bring. But we have to remember to watch that pride doesn't creep into us. To be aware and watchful. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, thanking Him for this time together and thanking Him for the food we're about to partake in. Would you join me? Father, we do come before You and give You praise. We thank You, Lord, for the many, many blessings You give us, for Your provision, for You watching over us, for You are with us, You are for us, Lord, and You watch over us each and every day, guiding us, Lord, as we seek to follow You. I pray, Lord, that You would remove any pride that has crept in, that You would keep our hearts from being prideful and it moving to our lips, Lord, especially. We thank You, Lord, for this time of fellowship and the food we're about to partake in, and we give You praise for this day in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.